So I got a question for everybody. If y'all have seen all of the Avengers, you have probably have heard of the show that's on Disney Plus called WandaVision. If you guys have never heard of that, I don't know what y'all doing. Y'all need to go check that out. But I would say before you watch WandaVision, you have to watch all of the Avengers movies. I'm not in bullshit. You have to watch it, cause the stuff that's in this show on WandaVision on Disney Plus is not going to make any sense to you if you have not watched any of the Avengers movies. I promise you, on everything, you won't understand this. But my whole point in bringing this up is because when I heard that Disney Plus was making these Marvel shows, I was like, I'm so in. From WandaVision, from Falcon and Winter Soldier to Loki and some other shows, but especially WandaVision, I was so excited about that because her and this is all spoilers, by the way, let you know, because her character in particular, they did show a little bit of her, but it wasn't enough to where I was like, you know what, she is a badass. The only time they did show her was in Endgame on part two, because when Hulk brought back everybody with the snap and everything with the gauntlet, man, let me tell you, Wanda was the only one besides Captain Marvel, the only one that could have killed Thanos in a heartbeat. No bullshit, because if y'all saw that scene, she literally almost killed him. But if it wasn't for her emotions on what Thanos did to her boyfriend, AKA Vision, oh my God! If it wasn't for her emotions, oh no, she would have killed him right there in a heartbeat. And so, in these episodes I've been seeing of WandaVision, let me tell you, it starts off completely different. Like I'm telling you, you don't know what to expect. It has these different elements of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, and up to the 2000s. Like, so in the beginning, you see it has a feel and a look of I Love Lucy theme. If y'all have not seen I Love Lucy, go check that out. It's an old show back in the day. I'm telling you, it is extraordinary. I love Lucy. But anyways, they incorporate that into WandaVision, but there's more than meets the eye other than that part. But I'm telling you, each time you see an episode, they literally catch you off guard every fucking time. And it blows my mind that Marvel has done a tremendous job. Literally has had about 8 episodes of this show and literally have explained a lot in each episode, but still left you at a point where at cliffhangers where you're like, what the fuck is going on? Because at this point now, they're about to release episode 9, I believe, on Friday. And at this point, like, they answer a lot of questions, but at the same time, like, what the hell is going on? Like, it blows my mind on how crazy and phenomenal this show is. When I tell you guys, this show is so damn good. Every time they release a new episode and it gets better and better each time, I watch that episode that same day, maybe 2 or 3 times in one day. No bullshit. But literally, in my opinion, WandaVision so far is a 10 out of 10 for me. The visuals is so it, I cannot believe they put this. They put it's literally like watching a damn movie, but in episode form. It's mind blowing how they literally did this and made the initiative of make it look so damn cinematic, guys. Seriously, if y'all have not seen WandaVision, once again, literally go get Disney Plus and watch that. But again, if you have not seen any of the Avengers, go watch it before you watch WandaVision. And I gotta say this too, Paul Bettany and Elizabeth Olsen, these two together are incredible. They do a phenomenal job. I love every single one of the cast members in this damn show. Seriously, go check out WandaVision. It's a 10 out of 10 for me. Literally, I couldn't say nothing else great about the show. It's just phenomenal. So guys, this is another episode on this podcast. So if you like this, like, can I talk today? If you love this podcast, Please let me know what I can do to make it better, more interesting for you guys. I'll talk to you guys later. Talk to you soon. Peace out.